Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you are now once again tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I'm so excited to have none other than Prophetess Sherry Walker-Shy out of Conyers, Georgia. She will be delivering God's word very shortly again on tonight. So as I always let the listeners know, and especially for the first-time listeners, whether you dialed in by phone or listening in by social media platforms around the world, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome woman of God, Prophetess Sherry Walker-Shy, again, from Conyers, Georgia. She will be delivering God's word very shortly on tonight. So please get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready to follow along. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me on tonight, touching and agreeing as we go to God's throne once again on tonight, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again as your children, touching and agreeing, knowing that you are God alone. You have all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. You are in total control at all times. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. I start with my own self. I lift me up, my entire family, Prophetess Sherry Walker-Shy and her entire family, and every saved believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, that we can move forward and complete our God assignments in the earth, that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, we come touching and agreeing that we know that you are the healer, so we have to do it. Touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land. We don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. I lift up my nephew, Robert Edwards. We lift up Sister Betty Cox, who is now in the hospital. We lift up Brother Keith Griffin, Brother Anthony Gardner. We lift up the family of Brother Jamal Martin, who was funeralized on this morning. We lift up also Minister of Music, Michael Fletcher, and his entire family, as they are now in the process of having a musical tribute to his sister, who made a heavenly transition. Her homegrown sort of will be on tomorrow. So we lift up all families that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons, even those that have lost loved ones due to gun violence all over the land. We continue to lift them up in prayer in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you would move by your spirit. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, even as they go through their hour of bereavement. Let them know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. And they would always look unto the hills from which comes their help. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that may be tuning on tonight that do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer and our hope and desire that something will be said through your woman of God, through your word on tonight. But they will hear your word, and not only hear your word, but they will receive your word on tonight. They will open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions, and they will open their mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, that you would get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. And Father, we also lift up all those that faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry platform, even those that are listening in for the first time on tonight, whether they have dialed in by phone or they're listening in by social media platforms around the world. We lift them up to you and ask that you would grant them all the desires of their hearts that would give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend toward each one of us that we know we don't deserve. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. Have your way on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us, that you get the glory. It's our prayer. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, once again, we have another spiritual food for thought, as we always do. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, God has a place for you where provisions will flow to you. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, God has a place for you where your provisions will flow to you. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take a note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Before we go to our music break, I have an announcement I'd like to make. For those of you that may be in the living in the Michigan area, or if you are in the Ohio or Indiana area, and you know that you're going to be in the Michigan area around July the 9th, that's a Saturday night, God has blessed my younger sister to write another gospel stage play, and this is related to our late mother, Patricia Ann King Brown, who has made her heavenly transition over 16 years ago. Her stage play is titled A Dream for Mama. And it will be taking place at the Mary Grove College on Saturday, July the 9th at 8 o'clock p.m. I'm sorry, at 4 o'clock p.m. At 4 o'clock p.m. The address is 8425 West McNichols Road. That's in Detroit, Michigan, 48221. If you need more information, you can call area code 248-220-7965. We will have a host. Brother Robert Mitchell III will be the host of this gospel stage play. Once again, A Dream for Mama, which has been written by my younger sister, Donetta Bernie. And not only is it a gospel stage play, but it's now in book form. So if you need more information regarding her book, you can always email me, and I will be able to get you the information to her that you can purchase a book from her regarding this gospel stage play, which once again will be taking place at Mary Grove College on Saturday, July the 9th at 4 o'clock p.m. While we get ready to go to our music break, and following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to none other than Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy, and she just informed me that her father is now released from the hospital, and her son is now home from the hospital. So we want to continue to lift her up in prayer as well as she continues to do the work of the Lord. Again, please get your Bibles with pens and paper ready to follow along with her on tonight. And once you have concluded with tonight's message, we will be opening up the phone lines once again. So could be anyone on the line that have dialed in. If you have questions, if you have a question for her pertaining to tonight's message, you would have an opportunity to do so. Or if you just want to give her words of encouragement, you would also have an opportunity to do so after she had concluded with tonight's the word on tonight. So we're getting ready to go to our music break. And we are going to play this, and then we're going to go come back and yield the mic to none other than Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy. Enjoy the music break. Yes, the Word of God said the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So that's why it's so important that we continue to lift each other up in prayer. So right now, once again, we are so excited to have Prophetess Sherry Walker Shire given to deliver another word of God to us on tonight. Before I bring her on, I want the listeners to know you most definitely want to stay tuned to this worldwide ministry platform. God has blessed me to meet a lot of new people. A lot of new ministers of the gospel, a lot of new authors that have written books that's going to be a blessing to the body of Christ and to the world. So I want you all to stay tuned. I will be giving different dates of some of the new people that will be coming on, as we always have regular people that normally is on from different states that deliver powerful words from the Lord. So we want to continue to inform you that we have a lot of new people that will be coming forth in the very near future, whom the Lord has blessed to be a blessing to the body of Christ. If you don't want to miss any of these, you want to stay tuned to this worldwide ministry platform. Deacon Marvin Cox, I mentioned his wife's name in prayer, Betty Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox is one of those regular people that comes on delivering God's word. He always shares inspirational poems with us. But his wife had a stroke the other day. She is now in the hospital. She was in a coma. But, you know, Deacon Marvin Cox is one of those that suffers with muscular dystrophy, and he crawls around on the floor. He could use his handicap as an excuse not to deliver God's word, but he's still faithful. And he shares with us inspirational poems. Then he always brings powerful words of God through the word of God to us. And he's such a blessing to the body of Christ. So we want to continue to lift up Deacon Marvin Cox and his wife, Betty Cox, who is now in the hospital. And I want you all to continue to lift him up in prayer. Right now, I'm ready to yield the mic to Prophetess Sherry Waukesha. I now yield the mic to you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you right now, Lord God. We come exalting your name, oh God. You are great Jehovah. Come right now, Lord God, lifting you as the horn of our salvation. God, you are our buckler and our shield, oh God. We come before you tonight, God, and we just renounce and release everything that would distract us from your word, distract us from your presence and from your spirit. God, we come against every spirit in operation that would seek to kill, steal, and destroy your word and your people. Father God, we ask tonight, Lord God, that you would hide us behind the cross of Calvary, oh God, so that the people of God will hear your word, oh God, that they will hear truth in your word tonight, oh God. And we ask now, God, that your word will find a stay place in our hearts, in our minds, our spirits, in our souls, oh God, that we will not sin against you and that it will not return void, oh God, but that it will produce seed and fall into good ground. We rejoice in you tonight, and we give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. Do, Lord, forgive us of our sins, oh God, if we've said or done anything that would hinder us, God, from going forth or being used by you, oh God, or for receiving from you. We ask now, Lord God, that you would have mercy upon our souls. We worship you, Father, tonight, oh God. We lift our hands before you in your presence, oh God. We lift our hands and we declare, God, that we give ourselves away to you tonight, oh God, so that you can use us, Lord God, for your glory. We give ourselves away tonight. God, we ask now that you will bless every listener, Lord God. Bless this ministry, Lord God. Bless Brother James, Lord God. God, we just ask now, Father God, that your will be done. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. God bless each of you, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Thank you for joining us. Our text scripture tonight will come from Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 6th and the 7th verse. And when you have found it, again, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, you will find these words. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We want to use for a subject tonight, you are my peace. You are my peace. The definition for peace means rest, harmony, wholeness that man seeks, calmness, perfect well-being. There are some synonyms that we can also use for peace, tranquility, calm, restfulness, singleness of mind and heart. Different things try to steal our peace, and cares of this world are some of them. Our family, our children, our spouses, our bills, our jobs, and even our churches or sources sometimes that interrupt our peace. true peace cannot come from non-peaceful sources. God is the fountainhead of peace. And I also want to add to that list that friends will interrupt or steal your peace. Do not expect to find peace in a turbulent world until you make peace with God, the God of peace, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Peace with God is finding harmony with God, and that we cannot do on our own. We must reconcile ourselves to God by to forgive our sins and make us clean in God's sight. Having God's peace in us is one thing, and actually living in peace is another thing. It has baffled me for some time now, I guess since I first became a Christian, and that is, why are Christians some of the hardest people to deal with? Why can't we be at peace with one another as God's children and as the body of Christ? Why is there so much jealousy, contention, and confusion in the body of Christ?
Lord,
we are all supposed to be transformed into his image and have the peace of God in our hearts. Why can't we all just get along? 2 Corinthians 13:11 says, rejoice. Change your ways. Encourage each other. Live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. Ephesians 4:3 says, always keep yourselves united in the Holy Spirit and bind yourselves together with peace, the unity that comes from the Holy Spirit. The greatest connection you will ever have is the one that you have with God, who is the source of our peace. Everything that you are, everything that you do begins with him. Developing an authentic relationship with God is both an exciting and imperfect journey. You won't always have it together, and you won't always get it right, but you have to choose to connect. God has committed to you, and he is committed to you. He will always give you grace-filled opportunities and to have his peace. Yet, I still dare to hope. When I remember this, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercy never ceases. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy begins afresh every morning. Lamentations 3:21 says, hallelujah. Lamentations 3:21 says, this I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassion fail us not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is God's faithfulness, that he is a promise keeper. Even when the storms of life are raging, we can recall and put our trust in the infamous words of Jesus Christ when he spoke to the storm. Peace, be still. You are our peace. God is our peace. When the storms of life are raging, sometimes all we have to do is be still and say, peace, be still. God, I loose your peace to this storm that's trying to cause distraction in my life. I loose your peace in my heart, in my home, in my spirit, within me. I loose your peace. The more I grew in this understanding of God's grace, peace, love, and faithfulness, the more compelled I felt to connect with him. No matter how broken and imperfect I am or have become or was, in spite of the long periods of time that I decided to distance myself from him, I felt a lot more free to reconnect. Over time, learned that no matter where I found myself, God wasn't going to stop inviting me to engage with him. And no matter how many times we mess up, no matter how many times we falter and we fall, God is still there with open arms saying, come to me. Come and rest. Come to me and find peace for your weary soul. That's how an authentic relationship with God is. And that's how it's created. When we are willing to bring our true self to him so that he can reveal his true self to us. He will not deny, rather, neither will he reject you, but rather he welcomes you. The question you should ask yourself daily is, how can I make time to connect with God today? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. This is a connection that you can have to be intentionally, to be intentional about connecting with God and having peace and cultivating your relationship with him daily. Each day we decide to connect with God. We are making an investment into the person that God wants us to become. Your connection with God is of the utmost importance. And the beauty of it is, it's a connection that he desires to have with you too. He longs to be in a vibrant and personal relationship with you. Now, there are different ways that you can connect with God through prayer, the Bible, and worship. There are ways that we can maintain the peace that surpasses all understanding by intentionally coming before God, asking to be in his presence, because he never takes his presence from us. God wants us to embark upon the greatest life that we can live. And this journey in getting to know God in an authentic way comes from having peace, a relationship that transforms us from the inside out. Life-transforming power through the peace of God, the power of God, and the Holy Spirit. God will meet our needs. Peace is God's continual gift to us. It flows abundantly from his throne of grace. Just as the Israelites could not store up manna for the future, but had to gather it daily when they were wandering in the wilderness, so it is with his peace. And day by day, collecting a manna kept his people aware of their dependence on God. Similarly, God says sufficient amount of peace for the present when you come to me by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. If I gave you permanent peace, independent of my presence, you might fall into the trap of self-sufficiency. May that never be. God is saying to us tonight that I have designed you to need me moment by moment. As your awareness of your neediness increases, so does your realization of my abundant sufficiency. I can meet every one of your needs without draining my resources at all, God needs. Approach my throne of grace with bold confidence, receiving my peace with a thankful heart. Christians are commanded to rejoice under all circumstances. And obedience is possible because true joy is in the Lord. Therefore, Christians can be inwardly joyful when everything around them is dreary. Prayer and peace are closely connected. Why? Because you entrust your cares to cover them instead of worrying. Peace. Character and conduct begin in the mind. They are actions and are affiliated by the things that we dwell on in our thoughts. That's why the Bible says that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Paul cautions us to concentrate on things that will result in right living and in God's peace. Believe that God always finishes what he starts, including his work in us. Refuse to worry about things. Understand that Jesus gives peace to those who trust him and who ask for his help. Jews know and believe that Jesus Christ will enable them to do anything he asks of them to do. Nothing is impossible to him who believes. Nothing. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Romans 16:20, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And in closing, take and trust God at his word. Stand on the promises of God that they are yea and amen. That God will do what he said he would do. If you're going to worry, don't pray. You're going to worry, don't worry. Trust God. Trust God that his peace will comfort you. His peace will guide you. And his word already said to be anxious for nothing. Have hope in God. Trust in God tonight. Understand deep trust and discipline from the Lord. His unfailing love and mercy will constantly be available. The inheritance you have in God can never be taken away. So put your hope in him. Hope expectantly and wait patiently for him, for his salvation, for his peace, because he will never fail you. We serve a God who can do all things except fail. What God cannot do does not exist. I'm going to say that again. What God cannot do does not exist.
Amen.
We serve a mighty God. Do you believe that tonight? That our God
yes,
is big.
Lord.
Our God is mighty. Our God is strong. Our God is the God of peace. And he will grant his peace to be with you. He will grace you with his peace. Keep your mind stayed on him tonight. Seek him. Trust him. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's happening around you, when all hell is breaking loose, trust God.
I'm a witness.
Remain in a peaceful state of mind so that he can tell you and guide your feet in peace. I was sharing with someone the other day, I don't look like what I've been through. And I've been through some things these past 2 years. I've been through some things. I've been in the wilderness like the Israelites. I've been in the valley. I've been in a place of abandonment, torture. Thank God for Jesus, because that's where my strength and my help come from. If the enemy is fighting you, you're not calling a threat to him. It's when you walk in the power and the authority of who you are in the body of Christ, when you're operating in the calling that God has put on you, that the enemy will throw everything at you that he can to do exactly what Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief cometh but to kill, steal, and destroy. Satan wants to destroy your peace. He wants to kill you. He wants to steal your joy. But he can't steal what he didn't give. Oh, good God.
I know that's right. Ooh, that's good right there.
He can't steal what he didn't give. The song of old says, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't stop letting things steal your peace. Stop letting circumstances and situations steal your peace. Stop letting people pull you out of your place of peace. Protect your peace.
Yeah.
If you got to cut folks off, if you got to block some folks, if you got to delete some folks, stop letting people steal your peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for peace, Lord. We thank you, oh, God, that you are the God of peace. You're our true and only source of peace tonight. And God, we thank you that we know you. We receive your peace, oh God. We receive your provision, oh God, and we receive your protection on tonight. And we come against everything that would seek to steal our peace. We come against every principality. We come against every ruler of the darkness of this age. We come against every dark spirit. We come against every evil spirit in the mighty name of Jesus that would seek to rob us of our peace in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare and decree this night that your peace will abide and reign in us. And those who are on this line tonight, God, who don't know your peace, who haven't experienced your peace, who are troubled and who are going through some turbulent situations in their lives, I speak to those situations, I speak to the storm, and I say, I loose the peace of the living God in your situation right now. And I take authority of the evil activity against you, and I command it to stop in Jesus' name. Every word spoken against you, I rebuke and renounce it in the name of Jesus. Every word curse spoken on you, I rebuke and renounce it in the name of Jesus. God, restore your peace to your people.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we crush the head of the enemy tonight. We crush the head of the enemy tonight. And we declare tonight, oh God, hallelujah, that we will walk in a new level of your peace, oh God. We will walk in authority, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Forgive us, oh God, for not trusting you. Forgive us, oh God, for not having faith in you. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, God, for not resting in your peace, God. Hallelujah. Restore your peace to us tonight, God. I loose the peace of the living God through this line and on this line. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a powerful word on tonight. Well, I know that I'm not the only person that have received this word on tonight. This was an on-time word for someone on this line, on those that may be listening through social media platforms around the world. The word of God said, my word will not go out void. It will accomplish everything that he set out for it to do. So through you, woman of God, Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy. We thank you for being obedient to deliver this powerful, much-needed word for such a time as this. We're going to continue to lift you up in prayer, you and your family. So right now, I am opening up the phone lines as we speak. I am opening up all the phone lines, everyone that have dialed in. I am opening up all these phone lines. Give me just a second because there's a lot of people that have dialed in. I'm opening up all the phone lines on tonight. And I want the listeners that you let you know that you now have an opportunity. If you have a question for Prophetess Sherry Walker-Shy pertaining to tonight's message, if you have a question for her, or if you want to give her words of encouragement, now you have an opportunity to do so. All the phone lines are open right now. So is there anyone on the line that has received this word? Not only me, but if you have, you can let Prophetess Sherry Walker know that you have received this word.
Yes, I have a question. This is Isaiah Robinson. I have a question. Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes,
I have a question.
We can hear you.
Okay, I've been attacked by a ghost man, and I'm a paraplegic. I can't walk. And he slid up behind me and started raping me. And he won't leave. He had the penis in my buttock. And my angels are trying to pull him out. My family that's with me, that deceased. My daddy trying to get him out off me, but he has been here now for like 3 weeks, or going on 4 weeks, and I tell him all the time to leave, but he won't leave, and he continues to rape me. He continues to sit with his behind me. His leg he infused his leg around my leg. You know what I'm saying? So I could take like a pair of scissors and cut his leg, but he'll come right back to people. He'll come right back. You know, so I don't know what to do. You know, I'm trying. I'm staying in the Word constantly, and I just ask for prayer. I love that prayer that she had just prayed, and I need some questions about how to release this ghost man who has slid up behind me. I can't move my leg, so I can't fight him. I can't run. You know what I'm saying? Because he is connected to my leg. You know, he can't get in my mind because I have the Holy Spirit. But
Amen.
He is behind me, though. And he won't leave, you know. And my angels tell him to leave all the time. They pulled him off the bed one time. But he came right back.
Brother, if you could stay on the line, I'm going to ask Prophetess if she would pray a specific prayer for you right now. Prophetess, if you could intervene on his behalf and say a special prayer on his behalf.
I would love it.
What I would want you to do is share my contact information with him, and he can call me off the line.
Yeah. Okay, I will do that. I need to have you. What did you say your name is? Brother Richardson, you say?
I'm Mr. Cox's friend, Isaiah Robinson.
Are you in the Michigan area?
Yeah, Michigan area right now. I'm in the nursing home. I'm in Westland.
Give Brown your number. I'm gonna give
Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy your phone number, brother, and she can call you directly.
Yes, of course. I've been praying for this. I need help.
Okay.
I've been trying to. My number is 313-804.
No, don't say your number on the phone. Don't say your number on the line. I have your number written down. I'm going to pass your number on to her. She will give you a call directly and talk to you one-on-one.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank praise the Lord. I appreciate it.
Give me your last name again. Your last name one more time.
Robinson.
Robinson. Okay. I'm going to give you a call. She'll give you a call.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Anyone else on the line that would have words of encouragement for a prophetess, or do you want to give her have a question for her pertaining to tonight's message? The lines are still open.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you, Prophetess Shy. God bless you. Thank you for that word tonight. Now, I would like to know, how can we maintain a healthy Christ-like relationship in the church with those who are trying to steal our peace or joy? What do we do?
You lose the peace of God before you approach them or they approach you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sister Walker in Detroit.
Hey, Sister Walker, are you related to me?
I don't know. I don't think so. My people are from Georgia.
That's where I'm from.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh. Yeah, I was just wondering, how do we maintain a good working relationship with people who are always seem like they're trying to undermine you or steal your peace or joy?
You plead the blood of Jesus and you rebuke those spirits.
Amen. Thank you.
Did you get that, Sister Gwen? Did you get that? Plead the blood of Jesus?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. Thank you. Uh-huh. I heard her. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to make sure. Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Gwen. Anyone else? While the lines are still open, we have time. The lines are still open.
This is Mother Phillips.
Did you receive this, Mother Phillips, just now?
Yes. Thank you, woman of God, with that powerful message. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It just really, really cheered me up. So I thank you. Just keep on doing what you're doing, and God will keep on blessing. So we are not consumed because of the mercy of God. His mercy, if it had not been for his mercy, where would we be? So I just thank you again and again. You keep doing what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Mother.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Phillips. You always give us nice words of encouragement. We thank you, Sister Gwen, for you always have very important, vital questions for all the guests. So we thank God for everyone that's on this line. We still have a lot of listeners that have dialed in. We still have time. Anyone else that may have a question for Prophetess Sherry Walker-Shine on tonight, or if you want to give a word of encouragement, you still have an opportunity to do so. The phone line is still open.
Yes, my name is Rhonda Johnson, and I just want to encourage Prophetess Shai to continue on and do God's will. And I thank God for the word that be intentional in serving the Lord and doing his will. You have to be intentional. And I thank her for the word on tonight.
Amen.
Letting God
Amen.
Use.
Yeah.
Amen. I totally agree with that. Amen, Sister Rhonda Johnson. But you know what? It's amazing that you said what you just said, because I was going to make a note. I had already made a note of that. I was going to speak on it myself, but you beat me to the punch. Regarding what she said, be intentional to connect with God daily, not just on Sunday when you go to church or be in the sanctuary, and not just at Bible study, but we should, as Christians, we should be intentional. We should always be trying to connect with God daily, either through prayer, through reading his word, or through quiet time, the meditation. We should always be intentional to try to connect with God every day. He wants to hear from us. So thank you, Sister Johnson, for confirming that regarding being intentional, regarding being connected with God. Anyone else?
Amen.
Excuse me, there's someone with a child in the background. Could you just mute your phone, please?
So that yes, I agree. Whoever has a child in the background, could you please mute your phone? Could you please mute your phone if you have a child, a small child in the background? Please mute your phone. Thank you for being obedient. Okay, is anyone else that have any words of encouragement for Prophetess Shai on tonight? Or you may have a question for her, if you need special prayer, you have an opportunity to let it be known on tonight. The lines are still open. Well, I just want to say on tonight, for the listeners, don't take it lightly or don't take it for granted that I thank God for each and every last one of you that faithfully dials in for this worldwide ministry platform. I thank God for this worldwide ministry platform. It is not of my doing. This is of the Lord's doing. And as we always know, it is marvelous in our eyes what God is doing through this worldwide ministry platform. We know that the word of God is reaching out, is touching people. People have an opportunity, those that are still spiritually blind, they have an opportunity to hear God's word. Whoever is over this worldwide platform delivering God's word, they have an opportunity to hear God's word and have an opportunity to open their own mouth to confess their sins and be saved in Jesus' name through this worldwide platform. I thank God for those who come on and share their testimony that gives God glory. And we thank God for the word that goes forth through this worldwide platform that is drawing people back to Jesus Christ that may have walked away from God for whatever reason. We thank God for this platform that through his word, people are coming back to God. And then we also thank God for this platform that those that are being rooted and grounded in God's word and are faithful doers of his word, we thank God for you and that you are receiving this word and that you are being built up and strengthened and edified through the word of God over this worldwide platform and ministry. That's what it's all about. It's not about me, even though I'm the host. It's not about the guest that brings forth God's word. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about God's word, the good news of Jesus Christ going forth with power that God is getting the glory. That's what this ministry and platform is all about, that we can inspire one another and be encouraged through prayer and through one another and be on one accord. The Lord said, where there's two or three that are gathered in his name, that he would be in the midst. And we know that God is a promise keeper. He's not a man that he should lie. And his son, Jesus, is not a man that he should repent. So we just thank God for the word. We thank God for his grace. As Mother Phillips said, we thank God for his mercy. We don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. I know I don't deserve it. And I like what Prophet Shelly Walker Shine said. And I know that she is not the only one. I'm not the only one. I'm sure that some of you listeners can say this as a testimony as well. Thank God. I just said this the other day. I thank God that I don't look like what I've been through. And I thank God that because of the grace of God, his mercy, that I'm still here. Even though I know I've done some things that should have been gone a long time ago. And maybe some of you all can say the same thing if you're being honest to yourself, because we know that God already knows. But we just thank God that we are still here in the land of the living. We still have an opportunity to fulfill our own individual God purpose. And I want to put this out there, too, for some of them may be listening. If you don't know what your God purpose is, and believe it or not, we have a lot of people in the body of Christ. Some are seasoned saints in the body of Christ. Some are new babes in Christ. But some of them do not know what their God purpose is. And so when they come to me with that question, I always tell them, you need to seek God in prayer. Honestly, open your heart, open your mind, open your mouth, and ask God to reveal to you what his purpose is for you in this world, in this life, because he has a purpose that only you can fulfill. He has a purpose that only each one of us can fulfill. I can't fulfill your purpose. You cannot fulfill mine. So it's important that we all know what our own God purpose is so that we can fulfill it, that God will be glorified through our lives, that our lives and our living will not be in vain. So that when we come to that day and we stand before God and give an account for our lives, that we will hear him say unto us, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now, that's what I want to hear him say to me. I don't know what you want to hear, but I want to hear God say unto me, well done, thy good and faithful servant, and that my living was not in vain. So once again, we thank God for every listener that faithfully tunes in. And if you're not dialed in for the first time on tonight, remember that this worldwide platform ministry comes forth every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My guest on this coming Saturday night, on the 25th of June, will be my first cousin. He's on the line now, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He always brings a powerful word from the Lord. So he will be bringing forth God's word once again on this coming Saturday night. My website for this worldwide ministry platform is all lowercase. Website email is blogtalkradio.com/servant with an S on the end, vessels, ambassadors. And once you get to the platform, you can always pull up all of these shows and different ones that come on the Living God's Word. All of them are kept in archives so that you can share this platform with anyone in your family. You can always go to the website any time, day or night, and pull up all the different ones that have brought God's word over this worldwide ministry platform. And I thank God for the first Thursday in July. It'll be 9 years that the Lord has blessed me to be able to be the host over this worldwide platform. And my special guest for that night will be Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. He will be bringing forth God's word on the first Thursday night in July, which will be 9 years that the Lord has blessed me to be the under-shepherd of this worldwide platform. And I give glory, honor, and praise to God for it. And I thank God for Prophetess Sherry, I'm sorry, Prophetess Teresa, Lord have mercy, oh my God, Phillips, and Doc, her new last name is Doc, Teresa Phillips Doc, and her husband, Overseer Doc. We thank God for them because it's through them that I have started this worldwide ministry platform on the air worldwide with them for 3 years. The first 3 years I was up under their direction through Kingdom Builders Ministry. So I thank God for them, Prophetess Teresa Phillips Doc and Elder QT Doc and the Kingdom Builders Ministry. And I don't take that lightly. And now I've been on my own for the coming up 6 years now. So it's a total of 9 years, and I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for it. We're getting ready to close out for tonight, and I'm asking all listeners to continue to lift each other up in prayer. And the young man that spoke on tonight, Brother Isaiah Robinson, we definitely want to keep him lifted up in prayer because we know that the enemy has no shame, and we know that God has no respect of persons. And guess what? The enemy has no respect of persons either. He don't care. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But we came because we have the victory in Christ Jesus, Amen. And we know that the blood of Jesus still works, even for you, Brother Robinson. That's still on the line. We thank God for you. You continue to hold on to your faith. I'm going to share your number with Prophetess Sherry Walker, and she will be contacting you. She will be giving you a call. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as your children, thanking you for who and all that you are. We thank you that you are in total control. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us. We know that we don't deserve it, but we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for every angel that you have encamped all around your people that watches over us throughout the day and throughout the night while we slumber and sleep. And while we're in our homes, while we travel up and down the dangerous highways, you protect us and you keep us from seen and unseen dangers. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for protecting and keeping our family members, those that are close to us, our friends. Now, Heavenly Father, we continue to pray and lift up all those that faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry platform. Continue to bless them. Continue to bless everyone that brings forth your word over this worldwide platform ministry. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we also continue to lift up, again, Deacon Marvin Cox and his wife, Sister Betty Cox, who's in the hospital, suffered a stroke. Continue to lift up my nephew, Robert Edwards. And we continue to lift up Brother Anthony Gardner, Brother Keith Griffin, and the family of Brother Jamal Martin, and also Minister of Music, Brother Michael Fletcher, who his sister will be, her homegoing service will be on tomorrow. We lift up all families that have lost loved ones. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we just want to say we love you, we love you, and we love you, and we thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised, and there is none like you in all the earth. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So tonight, we're going to close out with this song on tonight, as I always do, because we know that we are told that we are to pray ye one for another. That's why I'm going to close out with this song once again on tonight, Pray for Me. Remember, I love you, God loves you even more.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. many of y'all know that song? Do you know that song? If you ain't too cute to